We are beginning tonight's shir in Simen Kuf Tzadi Gimel. We are up to Sif Hei, the second to last line on page 194. The Mechaber says in Sif Hei, Shlosha Shaba'u Mishalosh Chaburo Shal Shlosha B'nei Adam. Three people that joined together from three separate groups of three people each. So you started out with three groups of three, and one person from each group left, and they joined together. V'nischabru Elu HaShlosha. So the one person from each of the three groups of three left and joined together. So then it depends. Im zimnu aleihem b'mekomon. If they made a zimun together with them in their original location with the original group of three, kigon shehefsiku kol echad l'shnayim ad sha'amru hazon, that each one of these three, when they were part of their group of three, they waited for the other two finished, and they stopped in the middle of their suda to answer the benching, the zimun, and wait until the end of Hazonas HaKol. Shuv Einam Yecholim Lezamin. Then when they join together, the three of them that didn't actually bench yet, they cannot make their own mezumin. Excuse me. Afilu Ochlu Achakach Yacha V'gomru Sudasan. Even if those three join together and ate again afterwards, they still can't join together to make a zimun. And the reason is, as we'll see in the Mishnah Berurah, it says they already yotzi the zima, they already answered to the group of three. So again, the first case of the Mechaber is you have three groups of three, Shkayach, they have three groups of three, and each group, two out of the three wanted to bench, so the third one answered to the zimun. And now, in each of the three groups, one out of the three who joined in the zimun of the other two, they all left and joined together in their own group. So we're saying they can't make a Zimun now. They were all Yotzei Zimun with their other groups of three originally. But the Mechaber continues and says, V'im lo zimnu aleihem b'mekomon. But if there was no Zimun that took place in their original location, chayovin lezamein, then they're chayav to make a Zimun together. Ve'einam rashoim lechalik, and they're not allowed to split up. Va'afilu lo ochlu elu hashlosha b'yachad mishen eschabru. Even if they didn't eat together when they joined together. So if they were Yotzei Zimun already, then even if they come together and they eat more, they're not make a Zimun. But if they didn't make a Zimun earlier, then even if they join together and they don't eat together, they still have to make a Zimun. And we'll see the Mishnah Berurah will explain this in great detail. But the first Mishnah Berurah just tells us to look in the Bir Halacha. So let's first start with the Bir Halacha on the bottom of 194. And just to review this point of the Mechaber said again, three groups of three, and one out of each group of three goes and joins together. The Mechaber says, if they all answer to the Zimun in their original place, each one of the three, kol echad, l'shnayim, each one of the three answer to their two, so then they can't make a Zimun together. So the Bir Halacha writes in Divrei Maskil, kol echad l'shnayim, the Mechaber says specifically, if all three of them already answered, L'chora nira dehu adinim echad mehen hisik l'shnayim. L'chora says the Bir Halacha, the same would be even if one out of these three answered to his previous group of three. Gam kein arina dekfar parach zimun minei. We'd also say over there that for this one person, the zimun already left him. V'lo nisharu kana l'shnayim. And therefore, even if the other two didn't answer to their zimun, you only have two. So it shouldn't be like the Mechaber says that you need all three of them to have answered to the Zimun. Even if one answered to the Zimun, that would already be parach the Zimun from him, and they no longer have a Mezumun. V'chein matzasi v'piskei ri'azu v'chidushi ha'ro al arif. And that's what I see by some Rishonim, that they actually say that. That you only need one to have answered to the Zimun to ruin their next Zimun of three together. Achein, however, l'fim ad mevur l'kamam b'simen reish batur v'huva shav magen avram mashma de be'echad yochol litztarev odapam im ashnayin kishochlu ato b'yachad. However, he says in Simen Reish, it's brought down from the Tur, and also from Magen Avraham, it's Mashma, that if there's only one of them that answered previously, he could join again into another Zimun. The Be'echad Yochol Litztaref Orapam Im Ashnayim, Kishochlu Atu Biyachad. As long as he ate again with the other two, even if he answered to the first Zimun, he would be allowed to answer to the second Zimun. Acharei Sheheim Lo Zimnu Adayin, since Lamaisa, the other two, didn't yet make a Zimun. V'tzarach lomer de laharishonim hanal, and you have to say that according to these rishonim, the ones that we started the Bir Halacha with, the Riaz and the Chedush Ha'ra'ah, when they say that even one would ruin it, mari shein lo ochlu ata. That's if one answered to the Zimun and then they didn't eat together. Aval kesha ochlu, but if they ate together, the three new people ate together, hochinami de mitztarfi, then for sure they are mitztarif, v'tzarach ian ladina. He leaves out Tzarech Iyan. But if you look at note 32, he points out that later on the Mishabur brings out as a pashtus, Shamafsik be'emtza seudaso lanos l'shnayim she'ochlu imo. If one person ends his suda in the middle, he stops his suda in the middle, he pauses his suda in the middle to answer to two people for a zimun, yochol lanos shuv l'shnayim acherim she'etztarfu v'yochlu imo. He can then answer to another zimun of another two additional people if he eats along with them as well. Which is what the Bir Halacha just ended off as Tzarech in Ladina. The Mishabura says later on as a Pashtus that it would work, that you could answer to the Zeman twice as long as you ate with both groups. Ubir Zos Bashar Tzion Shom, Shedafka Beinyanenu, Dafka in our case, Shezimnu Kfar al Shloshtam. Like the Mechaber's Mashma, that all three of them already answered, then Anu Omrim Sheparach Ben Aziman. Only then we say the Zeman is gone. Avaka Shezimnu Rak al Echad, Lo Parach Aziman Miglalo, but if only one answered that the Zeman would not be lost. The Chen Kasav al Chazon Ish. But the Chazon Ish ends off with a question on the Mishabura. El Shetama, he has a kash on the Mishabura later on. Madua Kasav the Mishabura la Kamam. Why does the Mishabura write later on? Shekesha Echa Mivnea Chabura Zeman Ivnei Chabura Acheres. If one person from a group joined the Zeman of another group, Yecholim Ashnayim Shenisharu Lezaminim Echa Menashuk. Then the other two that are left without the Zeman can get someone else to join in from the market. That they invite to come and eat with them. Why are they going to look for someone from the marketplace? Why are they going to the shuk? Take the guy who just answered with the other chabura. Just eat a little more with him. So the Chazon Ish asks on the Mishabura. The Mishabura says later on, if there's a group of three, one of the three leaves and he doesn't leave, but he joins a zeman of another group. So they said the two remaining could go find someone from outside and get him to join them for the zeman. Why are you going outside? Let the same guy. We just said, according to the Mishabura, it's Pashut, that if the same person answered to one zeman, if he eats again with the other people, he could answer again to them. So get the same guy. So that's the Chazon Ish's question on the Mishabura. But let's see now the Mishabura on page Tzadi Ches, we're in Sifkot and Lamed. So again, to review, we had three groups of three. They all answered to the Zeman Lefi the Mechaber. And now, one out of each of the three leave and form their own group of three. We said in the Mechaber, they're no longer able to make a Zeman, even if they eat together afterwards and finish their Suda together. Says the Mishabur in Sifkot and Lamed, Dikfar Parach Zeman Minayu, the Zeman already left them. They were Yotzi, they were Zeman. Aideish says Zimnu Alem Mikodem, they were part of a Zeman already. But of course, as a Mishabur, they still have to bench. They were Yotzei Zimun, but they had to bench from the beginning, like we see later in Siman Reish. The Mechaber then told us that if the three groups of three split up, and one from each group of three left, and they joined together those three, and they did not get part of a Zimun previously, then not only are they able to make a Zimun, they're chayev to make a Zimun, and they're not allowed to split up, even if they don't eat together. So says the Mishabura in Sifkot and Lamed Aleph, Ve'enam Rashom L'chalik, Kevan Sheno Adu Ato Yachtov, since now they end up being together, V'chol Echad Ba Mechabura Shekfar Neschayev Shom B'Zimun, each one came from a group that was already locked into a Chiyav Zimun, therefore they must make a Zimun together. V'aftin Nisbar B'Sivvav Ba'ago, even though we're going to see shortly the Rambah in the next Sif in Sivvav, that says, the Asur Li Parid Mechabura Shal Shlosha, you can't just leave. Once you're locked into your first group of three, you can't just leave. Sha'ideze mafsid ha-zimun shalem, because you're messing up the other two people from their zimun. V'imkein hayo l'kol echad v'echad l'asur l'chabura shalo. So what's the shayla over here in Sif Hey? It's possible they should each go back to their original group of three to be mashed on the mezumin over there. So how does this case even come up? Yeishlomer demari hocho shenisbardo chaburosam harishona. So you have to say, number one, a possibility that the group dissipated. One guy left, there was no mezumin left, and therefore they do not have to go back to the original group because the original group is no longer in existence. Inami, or you could say, l'fim adem avur l'kamam esim reish bel yiraba ushari achronim, like we're going to see later, but shein el yiraba and other achronim, divamokum sheish ones o hefsid mamun. In a case where there's an ones or loss of money, we saw this in a note earlier, mutter le'echol ligmar sudasum mikodem, one person's allowed to finish his suda earlier, shegamru ashnayim, before the other two finish, u'levarap with ne'atman, he could bench on his own. So according to that, ma'ri hacha, you could say we're dealing over here, gamkem b'chiyagatn, in such a scenario. Shahayu elu ashloshu mukhrochem lemarv ligmor sudasa mikodem. These three, one from each of the original groups of three, were all in a rush, and they had to finish their suda quickly, and therefore they packed out. And they didn't get benched. They had to leave the suda. V'lochenim nizdanu elu ashloshu biyachad yizanu b'fnei atzman. So therefore, if it happens to be Yahashkacha, they all had a loss of money or an ones, so they all had to leave from their groups of three, and then the other guys, I guess, found someone else, Yimashin, whatever else they did, they took care of themselves, and now these three find themselves together. So now that would lock themselves into a mezumin. So therefore, to summarize this mishavura, even though we're going to see later on that you can't leave a group of three and leave the other two hanging, we're talking about over here either that the group left and there was no longer a group and therefore you can't go back, or there was grounds for all three of them to leave. They're each individual group, so now they find themselves together. Now they're mechuyav to make their own mezumin. And mishavura continues to cut the lamed beis, asking another very important kasha. We said, even if they don't eat together, they're locked into a zimun. V'kasha frekta mishavura ha'kaim alon la'el b'simin kuf pei dalad v'birchas ha'mozon tzarech levarach dafka b'mokom sh'ochal. We passed earlier very strongly that you have to bench where you ate. V'imkein kol echad v'echad tzarech lasu l'mokom sh'ochal mitchila. Forget the mizumun. Mitzad benching, they have to go back and bench in their place. Right, the last sifkat of the mechaber was the mishavura was discussing that you can't mess the other two people up with the zimun. You should have to go back. But now he's asking, you have to bench in your place. So how are you benching in your new place, the new mezumin? You have to bench where you ate. So yesh mitartzim, there are those who answered, the hacha mari, the akru, b'shogeg b'makomon. They did the wrong thing. They left from their place. They forgot to bench. They left b'shogeg from their place. The bazel lo matrachin and oso lachsul makomo l'dasa Rambam. There we had a machlokas, but at least according to the Rambam, we said that once you left b'shogeg, you do not have to go back to your original place for benching. The canal shom b'siv aleph. The chayin pasu shom ha'achronim b'mekom atchak. That's how the achronim come out passing, like the Rama b'shas atchak. If you left your place without benching, you could bench in your new place. U'be'inyaneinu nami. In our case as well, kevon dekan yochol lezamein. Since in this place you can make a mezumen, u'kesheyachzor l'shom yevarach b'yachidi. If they go back to the original place, we're assuming their friends already left. Like the first pshat and the last mishabura, it's nesparda chabura, they already left, and therefore the two options are benching here with a mezumin or going back there and not having a mezumin. Kishas atchak dami. That's viewed as a shas atchak, and therefore, like the achron and paskin, that b'shas atchak will go like the Rambam. Since this is a shas atchak, because you'll lose out on the zimun, therefore we can rely on the Rambam and bench in the place where you realize your mistake, and therefore you do not have to go back to bench in your place where you ate. The Odie Shlomer, another possibility to answer this kasha of how you bench in a new place, you have to bench where you ate. The Hachikamer, this is what he means to say. V'afilu lo ochlu yachad. When the Mechaber says, even if they eat together, it means bedavka they eat together. Kolomar means to say, elo kol echad ochal bifnei atzmo shalokavu. They each did eat in a new location. They just were not koveya together. The einam chayav and bezimun. Since they were not koveya together, not chayav and zimun, kumosha kosav zibbeiz. But hacha chayov and kevan shekfar neschayvu. But in this case, they are chayev because they were already locked into their previous chiyuv. So the second answer to the Mishnah Berurah is saying of why they don't have to go back to bench is like we learned earlier in the Mechaber, that as long as you're going to continue eating in your second location, you can bench in your second location. So they are continuing to eat over here. The chiddush over here is that even though they're continuing to eat individually, not as a kfiyas, so normally we would say, like we learned the last couple of days, they're not going to be chayiv and zimun, they didn't have a kfiyas, but since they each came previously from a group of three that was locked into a chayiv zimun, now they find themselves together, even though they, together they're not joined in a kfiyas and a chayiv zimun now, but they're locked into their each of their individual previous chayiv zimuns in the three different locations, and now they're all eating here individually, they're locked into a chayiv zimun now as well. That's the chiddush. And that's how the second answer of the Mishnah Berurah of why they don't have to go back to their location, the bench, is because they ate over here. And therefore, whenever you eat in a new location, you don't have to go back to the original place, the bench. That is Sif Hey. There's one note that I'd like to point out in the end of Sif Hey, which is note number 30. A question that the Chazon Ish asks. V'hikshah Chazon Ish, sharei b'shtei chaburo she'enon ro zu azu nizbar lakamon. We're going to see later on in the Shulchan Aruch, if you have two groups that don't see each other, they were not koveya together, they don't even see each other. Shekol chabura mizamenes latzma. Each group of three, let's say, makes their own mezumin. Umashma she'af im no'odu yachad b'shas b'yachas amazon. Even if they find themselves together by the time of benching, they still have to make their own mezumin. V'kol chabura kfar neschayvu b'zimun. Each chabura was already chayv in zimun. Ein lohem efsharis lehitzdar. If they can't join together in a zimun, kevin shelo ochal yachad. They didn't eat together at all. They came together afterwards to shmuz, and they ate as two separate chaburas. They're chayv in two separate zimuns. V'imkein, if so, eich benidun didon. How in our case are we saying here, yuchlu elu ashlosha lezamein in lo ochlu yachad. How can we say over here, if they didn't eat together, that they are then required to bench Mamish Astira. Here we're saying you have three people who originally ate as part of separate groups of three people. They were locked into a Chiyav Zimin with those people that they ate with. Now they find themselves together. Even if they don't eat, they're still going, according to the first chat in the Mishnah that we just saw, they didn't even eat over here. They left Bishogig, and now they find themselves together. Now they're locked into a Zimun. But we say later on in the Shulchan Aruch, if you have two groups of three that find themselves hanging out together by the time of benching, they can't make one Zimun together. They're chayv in two separate Zimuns because they didn't eat together. He also didn't eat together. So why are they locked into a Chiyav Zimun? As Efrak the Chazanish. Ubir HaChazanish, the Chazanish explains beautifully, Shekevan Shenischayvu Bezimun, Ve'ein Lohem Efsharus L'Zamein Zebelozeh. Since in our case of the Mechaber, they were all locked into a Chiyav Zimun with their original group of three. But they have no way of making a Zimun now. Because they're away from their Chabura, and they're all by themselves. They can't make a Zimun without joining together. So therefore, Chiyuvah Mitzarfam. Their Chiyuv to make a Zimun with their original group is Mitzarif them to now make their own group together. And then we're marshal that kviyas that they came together for benching. Mashenke mishtei chaburos, which is not the case of the mechaber later on of two groups. Shel shlosha shlosha, each group of three. Kevin shakol chabura ein atzricha lechaverta. You don't need the other group. V'yichol lezabif neatzma emezan yachad. Over here you have two groups of three that join together. You don't need each other. You still have your original group, and therefore you each mechuyah to make your own mezumen. In the case of the mechaber, you lost your original group. You have three random people that all have a chiyav zimun on their backs. They find themselves together. That chiyav zimun is able to join them together, allow them to make a zimun together. But the two groups, they have their original group, and therefore the mechuyah to stick with the original group. That's how the Chazanish answers. Let's go weiter in the mechaber sivav. Shlosha chaburos, again, three groups. Shehoyu b'chol achas arba'a. Instead of having three groups of three like the last sif, now we have three groups of four. Uperash echad mikol chabura. And one person out of four left from each group. V'nitztarfu l'chabura acheres. And they joined together as a group of three. So they had four, four, and four, one left from each group, and now they joined as a group of three. V'zimnu ha-shlosha ha-nisharim. After they left, the group of three that remains, each group of three made their own mezumen. They're able to. So, parach zima minayu. Now, these people who left their original groups have their zimun fly away from them. Kevan shechavreim zimnu. Since their original group, they were part of, made the mezumen, even though they weren't there. Once they made the mezumen, their chiyav zimun is gone. V'hu adin, similarly, very similar case. Im lo hayu b'chol chabur el shlosha. They started with three, three, and three. V'holach echad mikol chabura kodem zimun, and from each group of three, one person left each group. V'nischabru elu ashlosha, and now those three joined together. Uba echad l'kol chabura v'nitztarif im hashnayim arishonim zinu yachad. So now each group was only left with two, but they each got a guy from the shuk to join them for dessert and for benching, and they made a mezumen together. So weiter parach zimun me'elu hashlosha. So again, the zimun leaves those three who left their individual groups. Kevan shekvar zimnu chavurasam afal pishlo zimnu imahem. So the mechaber says here in summary two very similar cases. Either case one, there was four, four, and four, and one left from each group, and they joined the group together. But meanwhile, the three groups of three already did a zimun, so they lost their chance of zimun. They're done. Because their Zimun was already covered with the Zimun that they did without them, because they were part of that group. Same thing if you have three groups of three, and one leaves each group, and now you only have two, but each group went and got a third guy to come join them with the end of their Achila and their benching and their Zimun. Also, the new group of three lost their chance, because each one of those groups made a Zimun, and that made their Chiyo Zimun fall away. Says the Ramah, Shalosh Chaburo Sha'achlu. So let's see the Mishnah Berurah if Katan Lamed Gimel, once you ask the Kasha, says the Mishnah Berurah if Katan Lamed Gimel, U'bazeh dafka im lo ochlu achar kach yachtav. Excellent question by Friedland. This din that the Mechaber is telling us, that the three who left from their original groups, their Zimun leaves once their original group made the Zimun after they left, that's only specifically talking about that the group of three afterwards didn't eat together. But if those three who each left their group join together and eat, then they're mitzareif. It's not like sifhei where we said even if they eat together, it's not going to work. Because in this sifvav, they didn't join the zimun, and therefore if they ate together, they could bench, but they could make a zimun. But in the case in sifhei where we said they can't make a zimun, that's because they already answered to the first zimun, so they already yotzei their actual zimun. Over here, they didn't actually answer to the zimun; it was just their group that made the zimun. But now they came and they were mitzayif with another group, and therefore they could make a zimun. Says the Mishnah Berurah weiter in Sifkadon Lamed Aleph, Kevan Shechavreim Zimnu, I am the Bir Halacha. Look in the Bir Halacha, which we will do shortly. But let's first do the next Mishnah Berurah, Sifkadon Lamed Hey, which says on what we just did. So we just said in the Mechaber, in case number 2, that you had groups of 3, 3, and 3. One person left each group. Each group of 2 that was remaining got a third person from the Shuk and benched. Then these 3 that are now together lost their chance of Zimun. Says the Mishnah Berurah Lamed Hey, Uba Echa, they got a random person from the Shuk. Hainu Echa min Ashuk Ochal Ma'at, like we explained it. The one random person they got from the Shuk ate a little bit, Besos Udasam. Vinistar Himam, he ate dessert with them, and he was Mesar with them at the end of the Suda. Velishna Lakol Chabura Shekasav Mechaber Lav Dafka. Now, which the Mechaber says, each group of 3 got a third person, and they made a Zimun as Lav Dafka. Ta Filu Rakla Chabura Achas, even if only one group did that. Im Kain Parach Zimun. And the Zimun already flew off of one of them. You only have 2, and therefore they would lose a Zimun even if only one of the groups went and got the third person, or in the case of 4, did their Zimun, that would be enough. You wouldn't need all 3 cases. I want to finish the Ramah, do the Mishnah Berurah, and then we'll go to the Bir Halacha Mitzvah. The Ramah says, Shalosh Chaburo She'ochlu, 3 groups that ate, Ubekol Chaburo Shalosh Ibn Adam, again, 3 groups of 3. Aser l'kol echad liparad mikol chabura l'zamin biyachad. It's aser for 1 out of each group of 3 to leave their group of 3 and make their own zimun. Darei ha-shnayim ha-nishorim b'kol chabura einam yicholim l'zamin achakach. Because you're making that chabura lose out now. You had 3 groups of 3. 1 from each group is going to leave and create their own chabura. So you're messing up each group of 2 that remains. But if you look at note 34, a very important addendum over here. Okay, she'shlosha ochlim yachad she'kosav ha'ramah she'osr le'echad li'parid. That which the Ramah writes when 3 people eat and 1 wants to leave, that he can't do it. The Rivo Sefraim writes, she'afim rotzeh li'parid kidei le'tzarif le'tisha acherim sha'yideizeh yuchel le'zayim b'shem. Even if it's kavanah and leaving the original group of 3 to join a group of 9 to bench with Hashem's name to make a zimun b'shem, osr lo lazov es hashnayim ha'elu ulashirim b'li zimun. You still can't mess up the other 2. Even if you're going to try to chop the shem Hashem and help 9 other people out, you can't mess up the original 2 people that you ate with. Continues the Ramah. So after the Ramah says, if there are 3 groups of 3, you can't go take 1 out of the 3 from each group and make their own zimun because you're messing up the 2 remaining in each group. Avalim hoya b'kol chabura arba. But if each group started with 4, muter li pared echon mikol chabura l'zamin v'yachad. Then 1 from each group can leave and make their own zimun together. V'anisharim yizamnu kol chabura b'mekoman. And then the remaining 3 in each group still have their own zimun. You're not messing anyone up because your group had 4, you left, you still have 3. So from the 4, 4, and 4, 1 of each group is leaving, making their own zimun, and now you have 3 remaining in each group to make their own zimun. You have 4 beautiful zimunim, and everything is great. Let's see the Bir Halacha, the Ramaskel, Kevan Shechavreim Zimnu. This is going back on that which the Shulchan Aruch told us, that if you have 3 groups of 4, and 1 of each group left, and they want to join together, but meanwhile, it was Zimnu Ashlosha and the Sharm, but the remaining 3 from each individual group made a Zimun already, so they lost their chance. Once their original group, which had 4, now has 3, made a Zimun, so they're already Yotze, their Zimun with that, even though they weren't there, and they can't make their own Zimun now. Says Rabbi Kiva Eger, Kosav Agon Rabbi Kiva Eger, nearly it appears to me, the Zeu Dafka im Zimnu Heim Kodem Shineschabru Elo Ashlosha Yachad. This is a very specific scenario, that there are 3 groups of 4, and 1 leaves from each group, and now the remaining groups of 3 make a zimun before the 3 that left their each individual group joined together. Before they were mitzarif and they joined together to sit together, they already benched. Only then the oz ein lo echad sheyotza mechavurasa makom losses from the asmi de zimun. Then they can't go and make their own zimun. And therefore the zimun that they benched with 3 and the remaining 3 that were in their place covers them as well, because they weren't yet koveh with other people, and they each lost their zimun when they left the group. Aval, but says Rabbi Kiva Eger, in nischabru elu shlosha l'makom echad mitzchila. But if these 3 who each left their group of 4 first joined together as their own new chabura, V'achakach zimnu ha'acher ha'nesharim beisam. And then the ones that were remaining in the groups of three in the houses made a zimun. Yecholim elu shlosha lezamein. Then the three that made their new group could make their own zimun. V'lo parach zimun minayhu. And then through the zimun of their original group, it does not make their zimun fly away. Kevan diyesh kan mokum lohem lezamein v'nei atzman yachad. Because now they have their own kvias of the three people that they have a place that their zimun could be chal. And nifredu legamri mechavurasam. And they're separated totally from the original chabura. V'lo koi hazimun alayhu. And therefore the original zimun is not chal on them. So says the Rebbe Akiva Eiger, that which we say, you have three groups of four and one person leaves each group, and they're going to then form their own group and they can make their own mezumen because everyone over there... The Mechaber says that the three leave each group of four, and now the remaining three make a zimun. It messes up the people who left. They can't make their own zimun now. That's only if the zimun of the remaining three was done before they joined together as a team. But once the three that each left their individual group joined as a team, even if the original group that has three left in each group makes a zimun, they don't lose out, because since they already created their own zimun, they can make their own zimun afterwards. And he says, "Uktsas raya lozem edivi hagor kan shekosa." There's a slight raya to this from the Ramah that we just read, because he says, "Avlim hoya bechol chabura dalad mutterli parid v'lo hisna sheyizamnu heim tchila." He doesn't say they have to make a zimun first. Ayin shom akam l'shono. So he brings a raya from the Ramah that just says that imhoya at the last line of imhoya bechol chabura arba'a. Mutterly parade echad mikol chabura lozamen biyachad v'nezharim yizamnu kol chabura b'mekomon. He doesn't show any criteria of what they have to do before. He doesn't say that they have to create a chabura and sit together before they make the zimun. He doesn't say that. He's bringing a riot. The mechaber is mashma against it. The Ramah is mashma that he's saying like that, because the Ramah says imhoya b'kol chabura arba'a. Then they can go and make their, they can take out one person from kol chabura and they can make their own zimun even later, it sounds like. And the other ones will go make their own zimun. So it sounds like they could go and make, as long as they're make a group together. One second, this is right. Let's get this clear. Akiva Eiger said that I wish we say if they bench in the previous group, that they can't go and make their own zimun is only if they did not yet form their own group. Once they form their own group, so then they would be okay to do their own zimun. So that's what he's saying, that the Ramah is saying, Avim hoya b'chol chabura arba mutuli parad echa mikol chabura lozame yachad. They could join together. V'anisharim yizamnu kol chabura b'mekoman. So he's saying that the Ramah sounds like the Rekiv Eger. As opposed to, we see in the next line, let's finish up with the Be'alocha writes, after Loshana Shulchan Aruch lo mashma kein kol kach. The Shulchan Aruch, it's more than not kol kach. The Shulchan Aruch doesn't tell this way at all, because he writes, v'nitztarfu l'chabura acheres v'zimnu. The Mechaber writes in the beginning, three chaburas of four, uperish echa mikol chabura, v'nitztarfu l'chabura acheres. And they join together as another chabura, and then it sounds like v'zimnu shlosha nesharim, they lose their zimun. So it sounds to the Mechaber not this way, because they first joined as a group, and then they made the zimun, and they still lose out. So for the Mechaber it sounds not that way. So it's mashma shemitchila nesharfu, and they're still losing out. So he ends off and says, "Mikomagom ha'emes ito," but still the emes is like Rabbi Akiva Eiger. The chain kasa with the kutei Ramban al brachos behedi ayin sham. So the Berelacha comes out sticking with Rabbi Akiva Eiger that the only time that it's going to be parach the zimun is if they didn't get joined together with a new group. But once they joined together as a new group before the zimun of the original group took place, then their zimun is still lasting and they could make a zimun together. We'll stop here, Emirat Hashem, and we'll do simi kuf tali daud. Lamed Vav. Oh, thank you so much for saving us. We have one more small Mishnah Berurah that we almost left off. It's the Katan Lamed Vav, which was on the Ramah, right? Because we did the other Mishnah Berurahs earlier. On that which the Ramah says that if you had an each Chabura of four people, then one from each group is allowed to leave and create their own mezumen, because they're leaving over three, still by the original group, who can make a mezumen as well. It's talking about where all the chaburos were in this house. They just didn't join together as one group. They were three separate groups in one house. Because otherwise, like we discussed earlier, you have to bench in your place, and therefore the only way you can go and make a mezumen in another place is if it's taka in the same house, and therefore it's not a problem of shinu makom, unless you come on to the eitzes that we had earlier in the last sif in the Mishnah Berurah. We'll stop here, and Amir Tz Hashem, tomorrow we'll do Simin Kuf Tzadi Dalid.